This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, encouraged us to strive for uprightness by seeking assistance in the early mornings, late afternoons, ar-rawha, and something of the depths of the night. From this tradition, the scholars made it a habit to briefly read texts of religious guidance in the late afternoon, and often term such readings the daily rawha. The term refers to the late afternoon, but also to a time of rest from worldly toils and reinvigoration of one's spirit. In this daily rawha, Sheikh Faraz Rabbani will be covering two texts, Imam Zarnuji's primer on the etiquette of seeking knowledge, Ta'lim al-Muta'allim Tariq al-Ta'allum, and Imam Yusuf al-Nabahani's beautiful collection of 40 sets of 40 prophetic hadith.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين إمام المتقين النبي المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا الحمد لله. This is our first session on the daily Rawha, in which we look at guidance for seekers, and it's a way of practicing our Arabic and striving to connect with prophetic guidance and that which will show us the path of seeking knowledge. We'll be looking at two books in the Rawha. One is a collection of 40 sets of 40 hadiths of the Beloved Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by Sheikh Yusuf al-Nabahani. The first of these sets being on 40 hadith Qudsi, 40 divine narrations. And the second text that we'll be reading from is called Ta'limul Muta'allim Turuq al-Ta'allum, guidance or teaching, instructing the student regarding the ways of seeking knowledge. And the concept of the Rawha is taken from the hadiths, from a number of hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that are sahih. Amongst them, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna hadha ad-din yusr," truly this religion is ease. "Walan yushadda ad-din ahadun illa ghalaba," and no one makes the religion difficult except that it overwhelms them. And how does one pursue the path of ease, the path of facilitation? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالْغَدْوَةِ وَالْرَوْحَةِ وَشَيْءٍ مِنَ الدُّلْجَةِ, seek assistance in the early mornings, الْغَدْوَة وَالْرَوْحَة, and the late afternoons, وَشَيْءٍ مِنَ الدُّلْجَةِ, and something of the depths of the night. So the غَدْوَة is the beginning of the day. It is the time when people head out to their worldly concerns, right? As is come in hadith, كل الناس يغدو, all people head out at the beginning of the day, right? فبائع نفسه, and they trade with their own soul. فمعتقها أو موبقها, either freeing it or plunging it into torment. So that's the idea of the wasta'inu bil ghadwa. It's the beginning of the day when people begin heading out to their concerns, and that's why the morning is called the ghadat, and the food that one has at the beginning of the day, it's called the ghadat because of the morning meal. And the Rawha, is the late afternoon, the end part of the day, because at that time people are returning home. People are returning home, number one. Number two, because once they return home, this is time, so they head home. Yeah, so they head home, and it's time for raha, right? It's time for rest. So it's a time to return. It's the time of return and the time of rest. And it also rauh is also that they seek to be reinvigorated. Right? They seek to be reinvigorated after the draining nature of their day. So these are the two times. The third is shay'in min ad-dulja, something of the depths of the night. So the ulama across the lands made it a habit that they would encourage something of spiritual works and something of spiritual reminder of religious works and reminders at these three times. And there's many such traditions. So after Fajr prayer, after Asr prayer, or around Asr time, something of reminder. And this you see in many different lands. And this is a tradition in the lands of Yemen, for example, in the lands of Sham. Often they would have a brief reminder at that time. So in that spirit, we will be reading these works. The sessions will be brief, inshallah, around 20 minutes or so total, looking at both these works. Today we'll introduce the first work, and we have the PDF for it. This is by one of the great scholars of the 20th century, someone who defended mainstream Islam from modernist and literalist excesses, and also from many of those who would sort of try to strip away the role of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and de-emphasize attachment to him and love for him in an expressive manner. Someone who wrote many great works, Sheikh Yusuf ibn Ismail al-Nabhani, who was provide you, inshallah, a brief biography of his, compiled by Sheikh Jibril Haddad. Sheikh Jibril Fuad Haddad has compiled a good biography of the author. And we'll just look briefly. We won't read the introduction, but we'll read from the introduction, بإذن الله تعالى. So he says, هذا كتاب الأربعين. هذا كتاب الأربعين. أربعين من أربعين من أحاديث سيد المرسلين. This is a book of 40 sets of hadiths of the Master of Messengers, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right. So he says in the beginning, he has a number of points. He said the first, he says tanbihat, a few points of note. Al-awwalu yaqulu jami'uhu. The one who gathered this work says, قَدْ جَمَعَ هَذَا الْمَجْمُوعُ أَرْبَعِينَ كِتَابًا. This collection gathers 40 books, right? كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعُونَ حَدِيثًا. Each of them being 40 hadiths. وَكُلُّ كِتَابٍ مِنْهَا مُخْتَصٌ بِصِنْفٍ مُهِمٍ. من مهمات دين الإسلام. Right? So this is a collection of 40 hadiths, of 40 sets of 40 hadiths, each one of which is specific to one sinf, one category من مهمات دين الإسلام, of something essential to the religion of Islam. You have the text? And then he says, وَجُلُّهَا أَوْ كُلُّهَا صِحَاحٌ وَحِسَانٌ أَوْ مَا يُقَارِبُهَا. Most of it, or all of it, are authentic hadiths, or sound hadiths, or that which is close to them. Right? And then he says, مِنَ الْأَحَدِيثِ الَّتِي لَا يَسْتَغْنِي الْمُسْلِمُ عَنْ مَعْرِفَتِهَا. Of the hadiths that no Muslim is free of need of knowing. Right? جَامِعَ لِمَا يَلْزَمُهُ عِلْمُهُ. Right? Encompassing what one needs to know. من الكمالات الإلهية, of the divine perfections. Right? Through which one knows one's belief. And then وفضائل الحبيب الأعظم صلى الله عليه وسلم, and of the virtues of the greatest beloved, Allah's blessings and peace be upon him. Right? And of the virtues of the religion. He describes, so he opens with Hadith Qudsi and then Hadiths on the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there's several collections of Hadiths about the virtues of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa shama'ilihi, and his, the description of his character, wa mu'jizatihi, and the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each of these, he gathered 40 Hadiths on. وَدَلَائِلِ نُبُوَّتِهِ, and of the proofs of his prophethood صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَسَائِرِ مَتَّصَفَ بِهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, and all the qualities that he صلى الله عليه وسلم is characterized by in his worldly life and in the hereafter. مِنْ خَصَائِصِهِ, of the things unique to him. وَشَفَعَاتِهِ, and his intercessions. وَكَمَالَاتِهِ, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's perfections. وَمَنَاقِبِ آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ, and the virtues of the family of the Prophet ﷺ, and the virtues of his companions. وَزَوْجَاتِهِ, and the virtues of his wives. وَمَمْتَازَ بِهِ دِينُ الْإِسْلَامِ, and that which the religion of Islam has been distinguished with. مِنَ الْمَحَاسِنِ, of virtuous qualities. وَالْحِكَمِ, and of wisdoms. والأحكام, and of rulings. Right? So it's a very encompassing collection. فَحَبَّذَا هُوَ مِنْ كِتَابٍ نَافِعٍ. So what a truly beneficial work this is. Right? وَمَجْمُوعٍ جَامِعٍ, and a comprehensive collection. كل حديث فيه كالنجم اللامع. Every hadith in this collection is like a radiant star. والبدر الطالع, and like a full moon when it is apparent. Right? Right. وبالجملة, it says, so in summary, فهو نعم الكتاب. So in summary, what a great book this is. Okay. And of course, why would someone praise their own work? Right? This is shukrun ni'ma, right? This is being, it is to be grateful for Allah's blessings. And at-tahadduth anin ni'ma, and mentioning divine blessings upon one, right? Which is taken from the Quran. وَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, and as for the blessings of your Lord, enumerate them. You ask for the blessing of your Lord, enumerate them. And this is sound when one sees that good as being from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one praises it out of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to highlight the benefit for people so that they may benefit from it. If you wrote a book, say, this is a useless book, go read something else. Okay? Then people won't benefit from it, and you won't benefit from it. Right? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكْ. Be avid for what will benefit you. So the ulama, when they wrote what would be a benefit to people, so they highlight the benefit. Okay? So it is done out of gratitude to Allah, to highlight the benefit so that people benefit from it, number one. Number two, so that they benefit through people benefiting from it. Okay? So it's an expression of sincerity when done correctly. And the ulama, they actually mention that one begins with, there's an adab of beginning things, of beginning books, that there's five things that one should do. Begin in the name of Allah, with praise of Allah, with sending blessings on the Prophet ﷺ. But then there's two duties left. Immediately you should tell people what you are writing and why it's important. Because if it's not important, you shouldn't have written it. But if you've written it, then you should highlight why it's important, why it's of benefit, so that people will know what it is and why they should pay attention to it. So in the ulama often praise their works highly, and it's not out of showing off or this and that, this is important. Right? And one should be careful not to think ill thoughts of the righteous. Right? So one of the great Hanafis, for example, Imam al-Haskafi, he wrote about his work in fiqh. Right? فَمَنْ أَتْقَنَ كِتَابِي هَذَا فَهُوَ الْفَقِيهُ الْمَاهِرُ. Whoever masters this book of mine, they are the expert jurist. لِأَنَّهُ هُوَ الْبَحْرُ. Because this is the ocean. لَكِنْ بِلَا سَاحِلُ. But without any shores. بِحُسْنِ عِبَارَاتْ وَرَمْزِ إِشَارَاتْ. With beautiful expressions and subtle indications. وَتَنْقِيحِ مَبَانِي وَتَحْقِيقِ مَعَانِي. And with refined expressions and with precise, astute meanings. And then he goes on and on and on. فَمَنْ ظَفَرَ بِمَا فِيهِ فَسَيَقُولُ بِمِلْءِ فِيهِ كَمْ تَرَكَ الْأَوَّلُ لِلْآخِرِ. So whoever attains what is in it will say with a full mouth, how much did the early scholars leave for the later scholars? And that's just a little part of much longer praise. Why? Because he wrote this amazing work and he wanted people to pay attention to it. Right? But the condition is it also be so done with gratitude, with sincerity, with concern, and it needs to be true. It needs to be true, right? So he says, "La a'lamu lahu nadhiran fi hadha al-bab." I know of no work like this in this topic. Walhamdulillahi al-mun'im al-wahhab. And all praise is due to Allah, the bestower of blessings and the granter of gifts. Al-mun'im, the one who gives ni'mah. Gives ni'am. Al-wahhab, the complete gifter. So this is how Sheikh Yusuf al-Nabhani began his work, right? And if you go down to the next page, just to close out the introduction to the first of the works that we'll be covering, on page 2, in the bottom third, he tells us where he got the hadiths from, right? And so he got them from a work called At-Targhib wa Tarhib of Imam Al-Munziri. Imam Al-Munziri looked at the major works of hadith. I think about 15 or so major works of hadith. The six books and others. And tried to gather all the hadiths of encouragement or warning. And he arranged them by chapter. It's one of the great works of practical guidance. The ulama used to pay a lot of attention to it and encourage people that if you want to bring the sunnah into your life, this is one of the books that, you know, that encompasses what the Prophet ﷺ encouraged and what he warned against by Imam al-Mundhiri. And Riyad al-Salihin of Imam al-Nawawi. And Mishkat al-Masabih of Imam al-Tabrizi. And Mishkat al-Masabih is a work that tried to gather all the hadiths in the six major books and some of the hadiths beyond them without any repetitions. Right? And he mentions a few other. But these are three of the works that anyone who's serious about their deen should have read and strived to embody. And usually they suggest beginning with Riyad, like after learning the basics, one studies Riyad al-Salihin, reads Riyad al-Salihin, then At-Targhib wa-Tarhib, then Mishkat al-Masabih. These are works of practical guidance that every believer should be connected with, and whose practice should reflect that, right? And a couple of other works that he relied upon. And he begins, as he tells us at the bottom of page 3, right, that he arranged the chapters in a deliberate manner, and he arranged the hadiths in each chapter, in each section, in a very careful manner, right? And that all of these are hadiths authentically related from the companions, and all of whom are absolutely upright, are completely trustworthy and upright in their transmission. And so this is where he got the works from. So the first collection, which we'll begin by looking at, is on the hadith, you know, the hadith Qudsiyya, the sacred hadiths. And we'll begin tomorrow with just a brief explanation. What is the difference between the Qur'an as divine speech and a sacred hadith, a hadith Qudsi, and a regular hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is the distinction? What distinguishes divine, if they're all from divine inspiration to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what distinguishes each? Like, why can't we recite, if the hadiths are inspired to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why can't we recite them in the prayer? Can you say, "Ameen, innama al-amalu bin-niyyat"? No, you can't. Right? You can only recite Quran. What is the distinction? So we'll look at that next, and then tomorrow also we'll introduce the second work that we're going to be looking at, Ta'lim al-Muta'allim, by Imam al-Zarnuji, which is one of the great classical works on the proper manners of seeking knowledge. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sincerity, steadfastness, and facilitation. وهو حسبنا ونعم الوكيل والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Thank you for listening to the Rawha, daily guidance for seekers with Sheikh Faraz Rabbani. Help us continue to give light to millions around the world by becoming a monthly donor at seekershub.org/donate. Your donations are tax deductible in the US.